Hola.
Roar!
It's your high permaculture entrepreneurs.
Meow. What's up? You know what it is. Guy and Tracy day. Mitchell. Happy Sunday, wake and bake fun day. It's time to get high. We've been high. We've been up for a while, dudes. We're not waking and baking right now, but you probably are. Stoner.
Hope everyone's having a good day. It is a gorgeous...
How are you doing as a human?
I mean, I always feel good when the weather's really nice outside.
Yeah, it means you can get your willy boner up.
It's just nice being outside.
I'm just messing with you.
Bitch.
I like being outside, too.
It's nice walking the dogs when it's not fucking freezing.
I know, I didn't need all my layers today. I wore extra layers. I didn't need them. I hope if you are having a bad day, you can turn that frown upside down. And know that love is all that matters. It's true. Kendrick Lamar even said it. Shout out Kendrick Lamar. I love his album. Mr. Mora. If you haven't listened to Mr. Mora and the Worldwide Steppers, you're crazy.
Also, write down a list of things you want to get done in a day. It'll help you feel like you're getting more shit accomplished.
I know. People. One book said she lists her top 10 things. I think, of things you want to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think, 3 to 5 is enough.
I mean, you can write a bunch of things down. You don't have to get them done, but you're going to get more done by having the stuff
sometimes
written
down. Sometimes do it on a Sunday and Monday, all those 10 things, and then have it work out where you try to do it all throughout the week.
Yeah. You got to toss me that rag.
That's a nice blunt. And coffee.
Lucky beautiful people. Coffee.
Well, I am super excited. I'm doing good as a human. I have been crushing my yoga. I haven't missed a day. I've done maybe only 3 restoratives. One on each period day, and then one of the snowboard days, I think I did a restorative. Or the night of my boudoir, I did a restorative, because I was almost forgot to.
Your back and arms can be very strong, baby.
Yeah, I've been adding, I suggest everyone do kettlebells. It's in the 4-Hour Body by Tim Ferriss about how to get abs and a healthy body within and a nice ass within a 15-minute workout every day. And kettlebells is a part of it. I want to get a bigger kettlebell. At this point, we have an 18-pound one, and I think we should step up to a 25-pounder. What do you think?
It's 18 now. I think 25 is probably good.
A good step up. Yeah. A 30-pound seems daunting. On it only had a 30-pounder left, and I was like, well, I'm not. That seems too big. I wish we could remember that dude on Instagram. Do you know his name? That black guy?
No.
He's so cool.
If I find it, I'll send it to you so we can shout him out.
Yeah, see if you can. I'm going to shout him out. See if you can find it. Sorry, this blunt's.
We are going on a vacation soon.
We leave Monday on the red eye to Jamaica.
Jamaica for 10 days. I'm going to eat so much jerk chicken.
And goat. Goat curry?
Curry goat?
You have to say it the right way.
It's curry goat. Curry. Goat curry? Whatever. I'm white.
Curry goat.
I'm ready to eat a lot of good food and feel some... I mean, it's nice outside. It's 50-something today, but it's going to be 70 to 80s in Jamaica.
It will be nice here. I'm sorry, but we're going to have a scooter.
No, it's going to be nicer there.
It will be nicer in Jamaica. I'm just saying it will be nice here where you may be my buddies are out riding.
No, I've been riding a lot.
But when we get back, there's going to be a major push to get the garden ready and... starts to seedlings inside, and this is the time of year people start planting your vegetable gardens out. Know what you want to plant, and if you don't have garlic already in your beds, as soon as the soil is good, put that garlic in. You won't regret it. You'll get those scapes going. And Effie sent me this dope recipe with the scapes. I think just fermenting them or something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I'll have to go back to my archives and look. There's so many cool things you can do with all your vegetables that are growing. So get them growing, and you'll start also appreciating life more. When you surround yourself with living things, even the indoor plants, they bring me lots of good, happy energy and vibes when I look at my plants. And I think when people come in here too, even your sister, she kept going over there and looking at the plants, and she says her new place has tons of new, fresh, southern light coming in. Mm-hmm. She has two big sun, what are those called up top? Chambers or
The windows?
Yeah, but they're vaults, what the condo had in Breck.
Or it was a skylight.
Thank you, I didn't get that word out of my head. 2 skylights, she said, that's all on the south side. It's brought, her house probably gets a little warm up there in the summer, but I think she has AC. I think it's cute that your mom wants to buy us AC. Can she just buy us the panel?
Well, I said, we haven't gotten AC yet because we need a panel. And she said, how much panel cost? I said, probably like at least $8,000. But I was like, I'm waiting for my buddy because he said if I can wait a year, I think he will know how to do it.
Panel, I'm waiting for our panel to stop working.
Well, I'm not waiting for that point, but if I can save half the cost on the panel and do it for $4,000 or $5,000, not $8,000 or $9,000.
Hell yeah.
Then
I also don't feel like we need AC. It's just going to run up our electricity bill in the summer.
Yeah.
She's like, I feel bad about you guys sleeping with the ice bottles. I was like, it's okay. We're fine. We aren't dying. It's not even, I don't even call it suffering. It's what I'm choosing to do. Any other plans for the day, babe? What's your Sundays like? Tell them.
We're going to go do a bike ride and go pick up some things from the dispensary after you do yoga.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go to the lot. Well, I'll probably work on my shop a little bit. I'm close to finishing a table for our client.
It's beautiful.
Solid white oak, pill-shaped tabletop with a trestle base with through mortises and a tusk tenon.
Is that what the cross thing is?
Yeah.
What's it called? A toss tenon?
Tusked.
Like tusk. A tusk. Tenon. Tenon?
Tenon.
T-E-N-O-N?
T-E-N-N.
Or tendon.
T-E-N-N-O-N, I think.
Okay. I'm sorry, I've never heard the word.
Mortise and tenon.
Always woodwork.
A tenon is what goes through the hole.
That's why you're the...
Mortise, hole, tenon goes through the hole.
It sounds like a tendon.
It's a piece of wood, it's got no tendons.
But I'm saying if you're going to relate the word, the price.
But yeah, so I'm finishing up this table. So basically when I get back, it'll be more or less ready. I got to do a couple things and then stain it. And it's going to be ready.
And then we're going to start our van, adventure van.
Build.
First to one.
Yeah, we got solar generators. We got windows. We got 12-volt fridge. I'm going to buy a 12-volt AC unit. It's like $3,000. But you run 12-volt for stuff that when you're off grid running on batteries, because
it's worth the extra expense.
Way too much.
You think power. You're saving money on the fridge? You're not. You're gonna destroy your system or not have a working system. You want it to be functional on the road when you're not being able to hook in.
See, our van will be able to charge while we're driving, and we'll charge.
Be able to plug in when we show up somewhere, which is super important. Especially if you were traveling with pets. You need the AC to be running.
Yeah.
Which we are going to be traveling with pets. We haven't told your family yet. They're coming to fucking Florida. We have
yeah, they're like, wait, you're going to camp in the driveway? Yeah. Do you want us there? We'll be there. We'll be inside the house during the day. And.
Don't worry, we're using the power. the girls could basically can each have their own room. So I bet you at this point, Maddie and Macy have to share rooms. They can take our room. They're going to share the shower with us. Okay. Or you tell them that's our room and we're fucking it.
They can fuck in the van.
I know. I was thinking about fucking in the van the other day. I was like, I wonder if it like shakes the van.
Yes.
And so people are like, they're fucking.
They're fucking. We're fighting. I don't hear any screaming though.
Fucking or fighting. They're silent fighters or silent fuckers. Well, I'm excited about not having no children for 2 weeks, even though I love my job. I'm also excited to focus on, I'm sorry, my brain's all over the place, guys. If you haven't figured that out by now, you're figuring it out. I downloaded a bunch of SEO books, and my goal is to read them all and then decide if I can actually start implementing it into the websites that we have or hiring it out. It's just a lot of stuff. It's not just one thing that makes SEO good. It's not like just putting in keywords into your thing fixes it all.
Right.
It's a lot of things that you want to make sure. Like, when you log into a website, it says, like, the HTTPS secure right when you get on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every website should say that. If your website doesn't do that, your Google's already flagging you.
Gotcha.
And, like, it also is, like, a red flag to a customer because they think it's not secure, which it's technically not. And they're saying those type of secure websites, I would just learn what it actually does. Basically, you and the user see the page. No one else sees it. Like, that's what the encryption does. Mm-hmm. So anyone trying to look at what you guys are doing, they can't see what you're doing. That's what the secure.
Well, I'm proud of you for reading those SEO books. So I think you're going to learn a lot.
I'm trying to. I really want to get our websites up on Google rankings so we can sell more cutting boards and sell more salves and have our blog be a informational resource for people and potentially start maybe advertising on our websites. But, like, I also like that our websites don't have advertisements. Like, like the Biddy Tara website. I almost hate using her website at this point because it shows a fucking advertisement with like a video. It shows another ad for like a fucking toothpaste. It's like, no offense, I don't want a Colgate toothpaste while I'm reading tarot. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And same with someone coming on a website. I don't necessarily want to flag them with, like, even if it is a paid ad, I don't want a fucking Chevy, like, truck ad on my A Boom Life blog. Even if it's going to pay me money. Like, that's not what I'm after.
Right.
So, like, I think also know your bottom line and what you want your image to be. Because, like, I just want it to be clean and, like, people coming for a resource. And I'd rather people donate $5 to my website.
Yeah.
To my podcast, which you can do, by the way. Go to our website, aboomlife.com, and go to Boomer Shop, and you can donate $5 and enter into a raffle for a free t-shirt. No one's ever done it. That's why I know we don't get enough traffic, and there's not enough people going to our website. I'm not embarrassed by it. There's a million people making a website every day.
Yeah.
It's like a hard game, but it's also like, it seems like once you have it figured out, it's kind of smooth sailing from there.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like, yeah, once you have some momentum and, like, you can see that you are having an effect with SEO, I feel like you're going to just be, like, leveling up and, like, you'll be even more successful with it.
Go listen to Nicole Beasy's You Know Everything. I think it's, like, 3 or 4 podcasts, and she has a girl on there who actually does SEO as a career, and we could hire her. I'm just saying, like, there's people out there, and if you can't work with her, she even said, I'll find someone that, if I can't work with you directly, like, I'll try to, like, at least point you in the direction. So I just think there's lots of people out there, friendly faces, like, we don't do it enough, like, reach out to a community for help. Your hat's inside out, just so you know.
Thanks.
I was looking at noticing what's wrong with it. But yeah, I think if you feel lost or alone, there's always a community of online people who feel the same way and are there to help you. And I just need to start doing that more and asking for advice and help and not being so, like, I was listening to another podcast, Almost 30, who's like finding, like, getting out of distraction and finding your focus. And, like, all of us are always bombarded with distractions, and it's so easy to turn, like, one phone, like, say someone texts you, she gave you an example, and, like, it was a text message, hey, what are you doing later? And then it turns into you checking your Instagram feed, and then you're like 20 minutes later, you forget you were making lasagna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's just like our life is full of distractions, and, like, we distract ourselves almost on purpose sometimes to avoid something.
Right.
And, like, right now, I feel like yesterday I distracted myself all day to avoid doing taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I need to sit down and all I have to do is press submit and, like, upload some things. I'm just, like, it's just, like, an annoying thing that I have to do right now. You know? And I was just noticing what I was doing. And I was, like, went, did laundry, did this, did that. And I was, like, whatever, I'll get it done tomorrow.
Well, since you did taxes, I'll take you to Jamaica.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice of you.
You're welcome.
You can't wait. You fuck me a lot out there?
Maybe.
Okay. That's a terrible answer.
Yes, I will.
Better. It's our 10-year anniversary.
It's our 10-year anniversary. Better fuck at least 10 times.
I'm a fucking machine this year.
Oh, God. She turned into this sex animal all of a sudden this year after 15 years of being
prude. I'm not going to call it prude, just not as...
You weren't begging for it all the time. No, she was begging for it all the time.
I wasn't begging for it. I'm sorry. Should have been. It's a nice date. I don't know. Coming into myself. I was telling Lane about it.
Well, like a fart. It was just a weird whiff of that. weird combo. I never had a blunt smell like a fart, but I did not fart.
So your upper lip?
Yeah. My mouth smells like farts, I guess.
Your mom says you go to the dentist. I don't think you do.
Speaking of mouth farts, babe, how do we brush our teeth? What do we use for brushing teeth?
If you don't know already, we oil pull when we can. But we should see if Bite has affiliate. Because Bites are these little bite-sized Shark Tank company that they're awesome. Almost 30 advertises them. I just know they do affiliate. I just know we don't have any. We have 20 listeners.
They're little chewable, like, tablets you chew on, and then you just start brushing your teeth.
Well, you get your toothbrush wet. That's the only amount of water you need to add in it. There's no leftover gross taste, and there's no fluoride in it. And there's a few, like, if you check your toothpaste, there's so many chemicals in fucking toothpaste. And you don't have to waste plastics anymore. It could sit in a paper bag, and you refill your glass jar. It's pretty cool. It's like there's zero waste, like when carbon neutral, when, like, Troy's talking about conspiracies about carbon, like, points.
Mm-hmm.
I think America is not going to take the route of human being carbon points. I think they're going to be taking companies and their ability to take to go carbon neutral. Like, when a company can be carbon neutral and only have paper packaging,
right?
It's all, that can all be compostable and turned back into soil. That's carbon neutral for the most part. Like, they have to take their truck, and at some point the truck will be on an electric battery, but that battery is still causing young children to be fucking enslaved to right. find the lithium. So, or the whatever makes lithium.
I don't know.
Is it something with a B?
Is that what you're
cobalt?
Trying to, yeah, cobalt, maybe?
Whatever. I'm trying to think, whatever, it's some type of mineral.
I remember you looking it up the other day.
It's super fucked up that this is the, like, route that, like, Greta Thunberg is basically saying, no more gas, but let's fucking make all these young children have their lives taken over by mining. It's better. Children mining's better than gas in the air. Well, I don't know what's better. I know planting stuff's better. We need to plant more things. Because even this chemical spill in Ohio right now, people, you need to figure out how to take care of your water source at home right now. Which means, like, they're probably shipping water in.
Yeah, we need to get our water system hooked up.
Well, I'll do water system hooked up, and I really want to set up one of the tanks that catches the roof to be, like, filtering the water, and it comes out super clean, just for a fun experiment. Because when shit does hit the fan and you have an ability to do that, you're setting yourself up for, like, a few months of, like, whatever is going on with the world.
Yeah.
Ideally, but it has to rain. And I was, like, with Ohio shit, like, what is the protocol? Like, are governments, like, completely not even talking about it? And, like, the EPA should be like, this is what we do. Plant around all the rivers. Like, gotta be soaking up all these toxins in my head. Like, what's right. the... I'm not even a fucking scientist, and I'm already like, this. We need to be doing something that's, like, addressing the fucking spill.
Essentially biological warfare. Yeah. And you just use something biological to...
Yeah, and it's amazing that we have the plants to do it. So fucking put them in the ground. Mushrooms will take care of it. It's sad, and the biggest thing is we shouldn't ever have these things happen. And when you start looking down the rabbit hole of why it happened, it's...
money.
It's money and control over land.
Well,
supposedly all these Amish people own land right there and super affordable
land. Yeah, but to me it seems way more likely that they were trying to save money and they cut corners and then they happen to have a fucking bad mistake and everyone's paying for it now because they're fucking cutting corners and cutting costs.
Well, that's the first one I read because it
Amish,
said...
they're trying to take the land from the Amish. Like,
well, and then I read they wanted a new rail system, so they derailed it.
I know, that sounds fucking retarded. These stories was like, yeah, like, well, they wanted to do this, so they just blew up everything, killed everyone, and they just, like, had, and then they could start over.
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous. I hope that's wrong. I would hope human beings don't think that way, but sometimes I wonder. And that makes me lose, like, I try not to think down the conspiracy rabbit hole theories because, like, I just start losing faith in humanity.
Well, you don't have to go down the rabbit hole to lose faith in humanity. You just live, just...
I know, I'm
walk
already
around day to day, like, go walk around Walmart.
I know. Just go, I mean...
If you're ever wondering why America is a bunch of retard, fat pusses, go take a look around Walmart. We're in Denver, so...
Don't say retard.
I can say retard whenever
just
I want.
Just kidding. I just, but like, I was thinking about calling those
time. Hold on, let me finish talking before you start talking and talking to me. We live in Denver, so even if you go to Walmart in our town, it still looks amazing. So if you go down south or someplace where it's probably even scarier depiction of what's happening.
Oh, in the world?
Yeah.
Well,
like Walmart in Florida or Walmart in
New Orleans. Walmart in Florida is pretty, like, don't count.
Not Pensacola Beach.
Yeah, that one doesn't count.
Not White Forest. Uppity.
That's so funny.
But yeah, either way. Get good sleep. Don't eat as much.
I think we say this maybe every podcast, but it's, like, super important. Like,
the don't worry about the diets as much. Just stop eating as much. Unless you're trying to bulk up, which
you're
probably not listening to this podcast.
Well, Fast Like a Girl in the book, people think when you fast, you lose muscle. She's like, that is not how it works. She goes, no, your muscles tighten up. You look smaller, but you're not losing muscle. She goes, your body's, like, everything changes, like... dehydration factors change, your hormone factors change, especially with women. So if you're a girl listening, please download the book Fast Like a Girl. It's gonna rock your world and make you happier, healthier woman and human.
It won't make you run faster, but it's talking about fasting food. It's
fasting food, but saying fast. She gives you like 6 different ways of fasting, how to tune into your cycle, whether you're cyclists or a woman through menopause or someone with their cycle, trying to be fertile or not fertile. Or fertile, but I want to be fertile but not fertile. Well, that makes sense. I want to be fertile, but I don't want to have sex on my period again. Like that. Or not on my period, excuse me. I don't want you to come inside me when I'm fertile again. That was scary as shit. We had a pregnancy scare, people. Read the book, Fertility Awareness. Even dudes should wear it. Or taking control of your fertility is actually what it's called. And the fertility awareness method is what Guy and I do. And I was a little too unaware or not aware enough of the day I was in. There's a fertile window for women. And if you come inside your girlfriend or your wife, or your partner, your girl partner has to be male, girl, it doesn't work the other way. but if you do this within 3 days of her ovulation, you basically have a very high percentage of getting pregnant. You still may not get pregnant. That's why the miracle of life is amazing. Because even if you were to come in, like you basically were like in that window or like right on the cusp of it, you know what I'm saying? We didn't get pregnant. And yeah. I think some of your cum fell out of me anyway. But I'm saying like, you still, pre-cum is a real thing, but pulling out, dudes, I even talked to this, like, doctors about it in terms of, like, not this past time, but one other time I sent them a message. They're like, you're, like, 80% to, like, the window, like, when you're not in your fertile window, it's, like, 98% effective as birth control. So to put women or even a man on birth control, like, they're talking about finding this male birth control at this point, it's stupid. Like, you're not being in tune to your body. And that is the whole point, I feel like, of this podcast and, like, our lives and, like, why we always recommend these health tips is being in control and aware of your health. Because we are healing machines. Like, we are miracle, walking miracles. Every human being is. Yeah. But you're not a fucking miracle when you just sit there and, like, be passive fucking couch potato and let your world and, like, death scrolling on social media. Like, I feel like this year has been, like, not just my sexuality coming out of, like, party, but, like, just, like, awareness of, like, what each day fucking matters. Like, that's all you have is today. And we die at the end of every night when we lose our consciousness and we get to experience life again every morning. And, like, that, I feel like when you have gratitude for your life and, like, the people you are with and you love and then, like, values and morals and goals, like, those things all, like, create happiness. It's, like, the happiness factor.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can have negative days and, like, but, like, I think the more you're pushing the gratefulness and having, like, and, like, tuning into your goals and like that's why yoga, everyday yoga to me this year is like the most important thing that I'm doing because it's like reminding me of what today is because like the yoga yesterday didn't matter.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And like yoga tomorrow doesn't matter, just today does. And it's like really helpful for me to like focus that way. And like I was thinking your sister when I do yoga at least once because she's like, yoga's so boring. Like, how do you do it? And I'm like, because it is boring. Like, it's, right. Like, it's, like,
we are looking for so much stimulation all the time that...
Yeah, it's like, the only thing that makes me be, like... Because sometimes I'm, like, this is stupid. Why am I doing this? But I'm, like, just breathe. You got 20 more minutes. Just keep going. And it's, like, it helps me, like, know, like... It helps me control time, almost. Because, like, when you're... The 40 minutes of focus of them on the mat, it allows you to see what 5 minutes is.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And now I've added the 10 minutes of the kettlebells and the pull-ups, or the chin-ups at this point, but... I don't like how my elbows hit. It's so weird. I gotta like figure out why that happens in there. But I would do the pull-ups. But either way, adding the chin-ups, the kettlebells, and my handstand press and my headstand, I just feel like it's been a huge like also like game changer too to my like routine and health. And movement. Like people just don't move their bodies enough. I don't get people who are like, I don't feel it. I'm like, well, how much did you sit down today? Yeah. How much were you sitting when you could have been standing? And then, did you move your body? Because sometimes just standing there is, like, hard, too.
Right.
So, get morning active light, walk, drink water, get a good 1 cup of coffee, guys. Stop over-caffeinating yourself.
Also, when you get up and drink, which we used to do and don't do it now every day, but getting up and drinking, like, a 16-ounce glass of water in the morning...
8 ounces is fine.
...will make you have to take a shit nicely. So if I you. Did fine. If you have a problem going to the bath in the morning, drink a nice glass of water and it'll help get your system moving.
But yep. And there's also this company I should be affiliated with them too, but Gut Food. it's just too sweet. So I've kind of stopped drinking it. But I think the 8 ounces of water is more important. But polyphenols, probiotics, like vitamins, minerals, those should also be a part of your diet. So we always get off track. Mineral packets, all these things. Ice baths, saunas, incorporate them into your routine. They don't have to be every day. Just figure out how you're going to start doing them. We haven't done an ice bath yet this year. We're pussies. But also our ice tank's been frozen and I haven't.
Well, I think I was following a lot of people. I think a lot of people have been doing like since the new year is like ice baths for 100 days or something. Because I've seen a lot of pages that are like day 80
every
whatever.
Every day getting in.
Yeah.
It's just too much work. I'm not like I need a Morozoku forge.
No, you don't. I see this dude every morning. He goes and breaks the ice and he gets in it for 3 minutes.
You're saying in ours?
I don't need a $12,000 machine.
You're saying in our thing? Well, let's
or
fill it up.
Or something like that. A thing that holds water and it's frozen and you break it
open. Let's fill it up.
So don't tell me you can't do it without spending $12,000. That's ridiculous.
It seems like it's a hard thing to keep, like...
I mean, not really. It freezes it for you. You're using
you don't think
energy.
It will freeze all the way?
No.
Really?
No.
How cold would it have to be to do that?
I think it had to be
like
really cold
for like
a lot of
2 weeks.
Like weeks.
It would never do that here. Let's get it full then. Bring it back.
All right, there you go.
Well, we're also heading into spring, so we missed the winter challenge. We'll have to do it next year.
Yeah.
It's just so much harder, guys. If you ever tried to ice bath, the sun helps so much. Just even having it hit your face, like being outside, like the sun being out.
Well, I feel like once you start getting a routine of doing it, you could do it like when it was
dark.
In
the winter.
Or when it was darker and stuff, but just
I don't mind the darkness in the summer.
Thinking like doing
a
random one in the dark in the winter seems insane.
We'll have to start doing it and not be pussies next year.
I know.
It's just so good for you. I love it.
And this guy only does 2 or 3 minutes. Like,
well,
that's
the minimum dose effect. It's real.
Well, and the water's basically like 33 degrees.
Yeah, so you really don't probably need to be in there for 10.
Yeah.
The minimum dose effect is true in every faucet. Like of facet. Learning and facet. It's not faucet?
That's a faucet.
Facet, faucet, tomato, tomato.
No.
No?
Different words.
I thought they were the same.
Facet is F-A-C-E-T.
I know, I thought they were spelled the same. So my bad.
You're good.
Facet of learning is there's a minimum dose effect with all of it. Even wheeling. Even the handstand thing. That's why I'm like, I do 20 on each side. I'm like, is that enough? And I feel like it's, like I've held it 2 times for like 3 breaths. And I can't wait till I can just... The first attempt, I can't wait where I'm like just holding it for 10 breaths. That's the goal. If I can do a 10 breath handstand split hold, fucking dope. And then I can start working on, I need to start working on piking. Piking is where you jump up with both legs spread, and then you bring the legs up to handstand, and then you bring them back down. I would love to be able to go from like this move where you're floating up, you know, and pulling. Like, just from standstill and not kicking up, that's, like, just a whole nother level. It really is. And I'm watching this shit, I'm like, I'm strong. I can hold positions, but I do not have that, like, mind-body connection I feel like it takes yet that does all of it, where I jump up into it, your feet are floating straight through, and then back down. And then you go through your leg. Then you go through your arms. So fucking badass. Those humans are on another level.
You'll get there.
I just feel like I need to practice almost twice a day.
No, it's like once you get that, it's just like levels. Like I said, you're about to get a handstand, and then once you get a handstand, once you get like the floaty effect of being able to like transfer through, it's going to be another level up, and then...
Yeah. Sometimes when I look at you in this kitchen with that shit, it like, I almost start tripping.
Babe, shout out
the trippy kitchen.
To our...
Cultivated Hip Company! Podcast sponsors, we love you guys. This is the best CBD in Colorado, I think, maybe even in the U.S.
The whole damn planet.
The whole damn planet, even. CultivatedHitCompany.com. Use the code BOOM25 with a capital B. I think. I always mess that up. BOOM25, capital B, and it could be all caps, too, if it doesn't work the first time, but try it. BOOM25, get 25% off all their line. Salves included. The sports salves, badass. We use it all the time on our hurting muscles. Their CBD is amazing. We put in our coffee, take it at night before bed, or anytime we have pains, aches and pains. And shout out to our homie Griff and National Disgrace, and get yourself a fresh new streetwear. Join his little hat subscription and get a new hat sent to you once a month or so, or every 2 months. His at Cultivated Hip Company is their Instagram, and then Griff's is at National_Disgrace. On Instagram for nationaldisgrace.biz is his website, or cultivatedhitcompany.com. It's a combo commercial.
Ciao.
Oh, and Griff's code's BOOM20. So get 20% off at Griff's and 25% off at Cultivated Hemp Company. And shout out to ourselves. Go to boomlife.com. Go read our blog. Go enter into a raffle. If you follow Guy at carbon_base_designs, you can enter in to win a charcuterie board next month. I haven't posted the board yet because, honestly, his mom won the last one, which is funny. Six people entered, and his mom was one of them. Gotta give it up. She did the task. You had to tag four people. This new one, though, you're going to, however many people you tag is how many entries you get. It'll be more fun.
Well, and to me, we have to have a minimum amount of
entries,
retags. Or like there's only six people that retagged someone, right?
Yeah, so only six people entered.
Right, by whether they do a retag
or tag. We had to tag four people.
Yeah, so to me, it's like we need at least 50 people tagging someone for
before the raffle happens this time.
Yeah.
Well, I had a date.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that's how it should be. Like,
I know we were trying to get to 250 followers. We only got six new followers.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It didn't work.
How do you get more than six? So you have like a minimum. If you don't get the minimum, then you don't give away a board.
I agree. I was going to let you decide the list. Stipulations for this one. Thanks for that. I mean, we have a few boards laying around. It's good to get your name out there.
Yeah.
If anything, for the next winner, you should say if you'd like handles added, it's a $25 upgrade or a $30 upgrade.
Yeah.
And then you can make some money off the winner. I'm evil. Just kidding. I'm not evil. It's getting, you know what time it is? It's time for the cool fucking permaculture fact of the day.
Do you have one?
No.
Well, like Tracy said, it's March, so, I mean, if you're anywhere in the South, you could have been planting stuff all year.
Yeah.
But we're going to start doing seedlings soon. We've already talked about this, but first things you'll start seeding is your things that can handle the cold. So some lettuce greens, a couple flowers, and you start your seedlings 4 to 8 weeks. It'll say all this stuff on the packet.
For your first frost.
No.
For the last frost.
What? I'm just saying, if you're kind of trying to plant out tomatoes, you should try to give yourself 8 weeks of growing tomato seeds before you put them outside. So whatever your last frost date is.
And you'll save a lot of money. If you go to the plant store and buy this stuff, you're going to spend a lot of money on just your starters. And to me, we always go get starters right towards the end when we feel like we don't have enough stuff growing. Typically. If we feel like, hey, our beds need some help and we don't have anything left. My permaculture fact was... compost, and make sure you have your add compost to the top of your beds, right?
In the fall you should be reapplying like a layer of compost on top, so it's,
but not in spring.
You can, I'm saying during the winter, it gives it the whole winter to start working its way down into the soil.
True.
But yeah, you can do it in the spring anytime you did.
Sorry, those were weak facts. That's right. The other fact would be to get your seedlings started under the full moon. The full moon provides a lot of powers for those seedlings. I'm not sure why, but it's the tides and the whatever's going on in the world. The universe is a weird, magical place. Trust in the magic, people. Have a great, beautiful Sunday. Do something fun. Sorry we held you for 33 minutes and 32 seconds. Bye-bye.